Hello, my beautiful friend. In the background today is the Dalai Lama chanting. And gosh, I don't even remember where I got this beautiful recording. Someone I love must have passed it on to me. I'm just going to turn it up for a minute. It's just so soothing. And it's something that I've told you guys before, but I'm going to repeat. I have an iTunes playlist that is just filled with different kinds of music. Some of it's really, you know, upbeat and uplifting. Others kind of like this, more soothing, calming, to sort of help the nervous system. And as things have continued to be incredibly difficult here with my wonderful, wonderful, sweet son. Bless his heart, man. I don't want to say too much because, of course, it's also that line of his privacy and his story. But just to say that as things have continued to be really hard and heartbreaking, I've been, of course, using everything I know to steady myself so that I can be steady for him. And this Dalai Lama chanting is something that I will often play when I'm feeling, you know, stressed or my heart's beating really fast. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's chanting, but I always just imagine that whatever he's chanting has a lot to do with feeling peaceful, and like he's saying, everything's okay. Everything's gonna be okay, you know, like that. So I hope that you have something like that in your repertoire, your toolbox, your pocket, you know, to pull out. I think it's so important in times when we're not in crisis that we take care of our future self, who might be someday. And I guess that's what this Dalai Lama chanting is for me. I know it's there. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to wonder what to play that might help me. I just know I've got this right here, and it always does sort of calm me. I also have some other meditations, some audio meditations that are kind of go-to. And so again, you know, right now, if you're listening to this, and hopefully you're not in that state of crisis. I hope you're not. If you are, I'm sending you an extra, extra, extra huge dose of love. But if you're feeling okay, or even if you're just, you know, in that place of getting by, this would be the time to really support yourself, who might be in a really tough place some point. And we all are, right? Like, I mean, we all are human. We all go through, whether it's, you know, a death, a breakup, a loss of job, a loss of our home that we love, we have to move. I mean, all those, you know, our children leaving home, something happening to someone we love. I think it's just so important that we have everything we can in our personal little toolbox, is a weird word. I don't know what to call it. I'd like to find a name for that, you know. Doctor kit. I was just thinking one of those old-fashioned doctor's bags. I remember once I was going to buy one. I forgot all about this, but once I was going to buy one and fill it with just notes to myself of things that help. Actually, that'd be a good idea. It'd be a good idea because it's so, it's visceral, not visceral, it's tangible. You know, if I had an RX bag and inside it said, don't forget to listen to the Dalai Lama, or don't forget about this meditation you have, or, you know, call these people, you know, just to see their names, or even if it was just a scent that I loved, you know, like I love the smell of clove and I love the smell of eucalyptus. This is fun. You know, you're helping me. I always tell you this every week, that these Sunday audio love grams are a gift to me. And it's true, because if I weren't talking to you, I wouldn't have gone down this path, right? Like it didn't occur to me before when I was just in my life. But here it is. And I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to like go on eBay, and even if it's a children's doctor's kit. And I just love the idea, even just right now, of brainstorming what I could put in it, you know, so that it, I just imagine opening it up and it would be filled with different options, because we all know too that like what works one moment doesn't always work another moment. Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. And I would love the idea of it being just filled with possibilities for someone who's in distress or who's supporting someone in distress. Like I, you know, right now it's almost the same thing. I don't really feel the difference between being in distress myself when it's my son and I love him so much. So anyway, thanks for that. I love this. So what I was thinking that I would do, because I'm honestly just exhausted. I pretty much cleared my schedule last week of most things that weren't, you know, really my work or essential things that I had to do just in order to create the space to support him. And I wanted to give myself a break today as well without feeling like I had to come up with something. And also, sorry. Oh, this is the joy of doing these like off the cuff, right? Because it's like sometimes I just wander off like I just did. Anyway, here's what I think I'd love to do. In order to support myself this week, and also to meet a deadline that I had, I'm a guest writer for a beautiful website called Kind Over Matter. I love them. I love their mission and who they are. And I had this upcoming deadline, and of course, you know, I've been going through all of this in this crisis with my son. And in order to keep my deadline, but also do it in a way that really supported myself, I chose a topic called Surviving the Pull of the Undertow, which I thought would help me, just like talking to you is helpful and helping me right now. I felt that writing this article would help me, and it did. And I just thought, you know, I'll share the article with you. Of course, I always do. I don't know if, you know, obviously everybody's so busy, may not have chance to ever go pop over there and see the sorts of things I'm writing over there. But what I really wanted to share with you, well, maybe I'll just read it. That'd be kind of funny, different. I've never done that. Just read an article on a Lovegram. But maybe I'll just read a little bit of the beginning, and then I'll get to the parts that I think, you know, maybe will support you right now too. So it's called Surviving the Pull of the Undertow. And I'm going to let the Dalai Lama keep going behind us. I'm already like loving having that chanting. No matter how kind, loving, and positive we all are, these are still very challenging times. This pandemic has been filled with grief and loss of all kinds. For some of us, we've been touched personally. For others, we are the neighbors and friends who steady and support those around us. No matter who we are, we've been called to dig deep within ourselves and to keep moving forward, despite what can often feel like a strong undertow. Undertow is the current beneath the surface. When we're trying to stand solid or move in a certain direction, the undertow can be a strong pull that might feel as if it can topple us or pull us under. Personally, I've been battling a strong undertow in my own life. Someone I love dearly is in deep grief and despair over some unbearable losses. I find myself often getting pulled underwater with him, feeling so much empathy that it overpowers me, and also feeling cellular reminders from my own worst times of loss and anguish. And then I sort of tell the story, which many of you know, so I'm not going to repeat all of that, but many of you know that, you know, 30 years ago when I was going through deep, deep depression and anxiety myself, that it's that story of the heavy iron wall closing in on me, and like I could barely breathe, and it felt like I was being crushed by that weight of the darkness. And that's how the idea of Pinpricks of Light came about, because during a meditation I had a certain one in breath that I felt, oh, I can feel it now, do it with me, it's amazing, right? Like just a certain in breath where it felt like everything's okay. You know, it was a moment of relief. And I saw that as a pinprick in that heavy iron wall. And that pinprick, you know, created a moment, not, I guess, a moment of light, but also a vision that that iron wall was not solid. And so that's how the pinpricks of light came about. And that's what I just tell a little bit of that story here, which I'm not going to go into, but I'm not going to read it to you. But I go on to say that, you know, that single point of light gave me hope. And I've spent the last 30 years seeking and creating more moments of light. And it saves me over and over again, which it does. I've said this to you so many times and I'm saying it again, you know. So then I say, if you'll forgive the mixed metaphor of light and water, this is how we survive the undertow, one single moment at a time. And then I say, what does that look like? And I give six tiny moments that can save you when you feel like you're being pulled under. And it was so helpful to me to write this because they kind of revealed themselves as I wrote it. And it started with a moment of calm. You know, and part of what happens when we get caught in the undertow, real or metaphorical, is we start to fight it. We flail, we struggle, we wrestle as hard as we can. And unfortunately, we often expend a lot of our energy resisting and fighting. And that can make things feel worse. So to me, and I do this myself, it's like, take a deep breath and try to find a place of acceptance. And that's not easy, right? But we can just keep whispering, you know, this is natural what I'm going through. There's nothing that has to change. It's okay for now. Allow. And I really do believe that that's the first place, that we can't just try to rush ourselves out of the darkness or the depression or the undertow or the fear, that we have to allow ourselves a moment to just accept this is a part of life. This is part of being human. We all know this, but man, we all fight it, right? And then I go on to talk about a moment of compassion. You know, can you see yourself as if you were your own best friend, your own child, your own beloved pet, you know, someone that you love who's suffering, and to be with yourself in that same way. And then I talk about that. And then I talk about a moment of curiosity. After you've allowed yourself to stand still, after you've found some deep compassion, can you quietly and gently without pressure say, you know, is there something, a tiny, tiny something, anything that will bring me a moment of peace or something that will feel soothing, to get curious about how to take care of ourselves. And, you know, I do talk about, like, if we were literally in the undertow, if we were in the ocean, we would just make a tiny adjustment. You know, we wouldn't try to make a huge movement because that wouldn't work, but you just want to make a small diagonal movement, you know, neither forward or back, but it might be just something tiny, like standing outside and taking a breath and looking at a tree. It might be a hot bath. It might be, you know, just resting on the couch. And like I said earlier, listening to something you love, like this Dalai Lama thing. Then I talk about a moment of connection. So, you know, I know for myself, and, you know, many people do this, that when we're having a really difficult time, we might stop ourselves from reaching out to people we love. We don't want to be a burden. We don't want to bring people down. And, you know, I talked about this last week, and I know some of you responded, which I really appreciated, which is, if we're the person who is usually strong, it's hard to appear weak. You know, maybe we're used to sort of bucking up and pretending like everything's okay. But wow, I've seen for myself, and again, present company included right here, talking to you, connecting, being honest, it opens up something like spaciousness in me. And it creates almost like an avenue for movement. So, you know, that's so important. Reach out, no matter how much you don't want to, you know. And if there's not anybody in your friends or family, which I hope you all have someone in your friends or family that you can call, but spiritual community, a counselor, a hotline, you know, any kind of helping hand. I can't even tell you how the number of times we have called crisis lines, suicide lines, help lines right now, just trying to talk to people, to keep things moving, to keep ideas moving, to keep the ideas about how we can support our son moving, you know, like, so I feel so much gratitude to, you know, friends, to family, to people we don't even know who have been so helpful. And then once we've moved through that place, I talk about a moment of creativity. And you guys know me, and you know, like, I put so much value on what creativity does to heal us, and how creativity can help us turn our attention to color, to texture, to sound. You know, simply holding a flower and just looking at it for a moment, or, you know, sitting by the water and just watching the patterns that the water makes, like allowing ourselves those tiny moments can really be a relief for the nervous system. It might even be making a little painting and sending it to someone you love if you have that much energy. And then the last one I talked about was a moment of caring. You know, and I think that goes back to what I just said, that if we get through those other steps and we can find ourselves to have just a moment of reaching out to someone else in need, if we can, one of the things I've been doing this week, I started my birthday project, you know, the 56, 56, 56 kindness, where I send, this year I'll be sending 56 letters in 56 days to 56 strangers. And part of me felt like, oh my gosh, I just don't have it in me to do that project right now. But another part of me knew, and it's true, that in writing those letters, it gives me a sense of connection. It gives me a greater sense of meaning. It opens up my heart to, you know, in some ways I'm writing to the other person, but of course in some ways it feels like I'm writing to myself. And so I get to be the first recipient of that love and care. And so not to forget that even though it feels counterintuitive when we're going through a really hard time, to offer that moment of caring to someone else who's going through a hard time, because Lord knows, right now, unfortunately, we don't have to look very far, I think, in our communities to find. You know, fortunately, there seems to be, at least I'm noticing, you know, there's people who are up for a while and feeling really good and having a lot of energy and positivity, and they're there to, you know, it's that old, I've talked about this with you so many times, and I know other people use it as a metaphor, but I love it. You know, the V of the birds in the sky, and the way that there's a bird in the lead, and then when that bird gets tired, I don't know if this is true or if I'm making it up, I think it's true, they fall to the back, and another bird takes the head of the V and leads, like that. I think we can be that for each other. So that's kind of, this was fun. I'm really glad that I did this. Not, I don't know if fun is the right word, but maybe it's the word that came out. It actually really helped me. I had written this article a couple days ago and sent it off, but it actually really helped me to speak it to you. Writing and speaking are two such different ways of connecting. And it just helped me to remember all of this, like for myself, because obviously, I mean, my whole Simply Celebrate world began with that deep, 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 you know, suicidal depression and anxiety that I went through 30 years ago. Everything grew out of that. And it's still my foundation. And if there's anything at all, I guess, that I would want to convey, I guess if that's, you know, they always ask, like, what's the one message, you know, on your deathbed? And it's like, for me, it's that idea that if we can only turn our attention to moments, that can save us over and over again. Anything, you know, like we can manage everything and anything when it's a moment of time. And just like in this article, the things I read you about a moment of this, a moment of that, a moment of caring or connection or acceptance, that moment then is like a stepping stone to the next one. And how we are with ourselves can change everything, even in a tiny little moment. So let's listen to the Dalai Lama a little bit more before we go. And please know, I am so grateful. Whether you're someone who has written to me, whether I've never heard from you, whether it's been a while since I've heard from you, or I heard from you last week, I love you, and I'm so grateful for your journeys and your love and your stories. And I hope that this audiogram gives you some ideas of how to be there for yourself or for people that you love who are going through what might feel like the undertow. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.